Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, hubcaps, chicks, ashtray story, and Ace's window. It's on the way in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Rocks.
Grab your line and grab your pole and meet me down at the fishing hole. I'll be there with all my friends. I hope good fishing never ends. I went to the lake to catch some bass. I met a girl with a real nice face, but that fishing trip was all for naught, 'cause the clap was all I caught. Grab your line and grab your pole and meet me down at the fishing hole. I'll be there with all my friends. I hope good fishing never ends. I went fishing with a guy named Jim. He said his wife was mad at him. Now he's like a fish cut up for sale. No more head and no more tail. Grab your line and grab your pole. Meet down at the fishing hole. I'll be there with all my friends. I hope good fishing never ends. I went in the woods to take a pee. The game warden started to stare at me. I said, I'm just holding a fish, that's all. She said, throw it back, it's too small. And meet me down at the fishing hole. I'll be there with all my friends. I hope good fishing never ends.
Milo.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We were talking about hubcaps for some reason.
Yeah.
And your daughter didn't know what a hubcap was, you were saying, no. Jeffrey.
And she already lost one. Didn't right. even know what it was.
Yeah. And back in the day, there always was that hubcap. Did you have the hubcap ashtray at your house, Jake? Didn't you famously get in trouble for...
Oddly enough, no. My mother had about a 3-foot-tall ashtray.
Oh, right.
So it would... She sat on the couch, and it would be right here. The couch's arm.
With the little handle to move it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And I was watching TV laying in the floor, and I don't know, maybe... I was laying in the floor, so I'm thinking 5, 6, 7. That's how old I was, along in there. And I kicked it with my foot.
Ooh.
And knocked her ashtray over. And, oh, that was an exquisite beating, let me tell you what.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
just me and Chevy Chase.
there was the classic ashtray made out of a hubcap, but
I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, no.
It was kind of a hillbilly redneck thing.
Yeah, you'd think I'd know.
Yeah. That's what I was fishing for, yeah.
There you go.
Pat, this is like 3 cars ago. I remember it was one morning. I forget why we just suddenly Pat needed to have another hubcap.
Great place.
But they're for visual, right? They're aesthetic. It's not necessary.
No, it's very necessary. No, no, no. You don't be driving around without a hubcap.
It'll throw your whole car out of balance.
Date a woman.
I believe. I think that was the issue. I think Pat was looking for love, and
a missing hubcap.
You don't want to pull up, and I believe it's also a probable cause to get pulled over. Absolutely. If the police recognize, okay, this guy's either probably carrying meth, selling it, or snorting it. But Pat, in those days, I think this would be your walk-up song. You walk up to your car. And you're praying that...
No kidding.
Praying that it starts.
You know, speaking of cars...
Start me up, ladies and gentlemen. The Rolling Stones. Oh, I'm sorry, yes?
That's a good one.
Wow.
That's a great intro.
You missed it so good.
By a mile. You know...
What do you mean I missed it?
Where they start singing. They
hit, no, I deliberately stopped because you were about to weigh in with some important thing. I think
you were taking Pat to go get a hubcap. You noticed that he needed a hubcap. you know, Ace still doesn't have a passenger side rear window in his
car. It's got to be 2 years now.
Do you have all your hubcaps?
Yeah. Maybe okay. You should. I don't even know if I have. I don't think I have hubcaps.
You don't have.
Nobody has.
On either car.
No, I don't think they make them with hubcaps anymore, do they?
Hubcaps are a thing of the past, Tom. But you should take Ace to get his window fixed.
I think I've offered.
He doesn't want to. Ace likes his plastic window.
Have you changed the dry cleaning plastic yet lately? Did you change it to the spring plastic?
The holes in it so it gets breeze?
Man, I always thought that was the epitome of making it. You had a dry cleaner come pick up your dry cleaning. Man.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a dry cleaner around here that does it for free. And
We used to have a dry cleaner come here and pick it up.
No kidding?
Yeah, in the lobby. Everybody would, all the salespeople, when we had salespeople, would leave their...
When we had employees?
Yeah. They would leave it.
Are you done with us?
Got a request. No, I promised a request.
Okay.
It's from Andy in Manhattan, Kansas.
Oh!
Andy? I've been waiting for him to email us.
Good time, Andy.
Friday is supposed to be celebrated because it's the last day of the work week.
Let's give Andy a nickname.
I'm a garbage man. I started my day at 2 o'clock this morning. I have to do 2 routes today and deliver new trash cans to new customers. he wants to hear something. This is apparently quite difficult.
Okay.
And he's kind of ornery. And he thought this might... this might cheer him up, so here you go. It's a little bit of Paul Thorne.
Have you ever had one of those days when nothing goes right? Your wife starts bitching about whatever it was she was bitching about last night. So you escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, the toilet paper's gone. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Well, I was running late for work, so I poured me some coffee to go. And just before I had a flat tire, I spilled it all over my clothes. When the highway patrolman pulled up, I thought that help was on the way. But when he saw the tire tool in my hand, he shot me with pepper spray. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day, I can sing it if you want to, for me to whoop somebody's ass. When I finally made it to work, I was 15 minutes late. I told my boss about the flat tire, but he fired me anyway. So here I am out in the parking lot, just waiting by his Corvette. I'm gonna give him a goodbye present that he never will forget. Let's sing together. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass.
Mr. Paul Thorne, live in our studios. And Paul has some great records out there. He's got a couple serious songs that... bring tears to my eyes, and I'm not kidding, but a terrific band, great guy, interesting guy, one of the few musicians that was also a boxer and boxed Roberto Duran.
Yeah.
Lived to tell the tale. Great guy. I highly recommend his music. And thank you, Andy, who's currently delivering garbage cans in Manhattan, Kansas. And he's got a double shift today. So good luck out there today. TGIF.
Here we go. Is this for real, the world record?
Yeah, we may even have... Do we have video? Oh, we couldn't find the video, sorry.
A makeup artist from Uganda...
And she's lovely, by the way.
...has broken the Guinness World Record for the most lipstick applications in 1 minute.
Now, before you jump to conclusions, this isn't just... I thought, well, how many times can you put lipstick on yourself? But then it's different people she's doing, you see.
Oh, okay.
She's applying it. She's applying it to other people.
I believe I sent you a world record about jumping rope or something. You chose not to use that one. Right?
I was saving that one for Cincinnati, where we'll have a big crowd to cheer.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. The makeup artist from Uganda, her name is Zaina Kijenyi.
Did you go with Uganda or Uganda?
I believe it's Uganda.
It's Uganda?
Uganda. Not Uganda. Uganda. Bless you.
Like the great former leader of the UN, Uthant?
No.
Do you remember
Gesundheit is down the road. You got Gesundheit, Zaire, Uganda.
Hey, do you remember Uthant, Miss Hooker?
No.
That was his first name, the letter U.
That's it?
Yeah.
And he says
Uthant. And then he became a billionaire. He moved to America and started U-Haul. The famous company.
God help me, but I love that joke each and every time. Zaina Kijenyi surpassed the previous record of 8 in 1 minute by applying lipstick on 9 models.
Now, admittedly, if you can see the video, sure, 4 of them look like they're circus clowns.
Right.
Also, it doesn't count accuracy.
Yeah.
Well, I could break that record if you were just slapping it.
And the
along.
Last one was a goth chick. She just used a black Sharpie. And, how do you feel about the black lipstick, Oskay? What do you think?
Oh, I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
You like the goth girls?
Yeah.
You like the dirty hippie chicks?
I like goth girls. I like roller derby girls. I like burlesque girls. Tatted out girls.
Tom likes the dirty hippie chicks.
You like the dirty hippie chicks?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, not at all.
Yes, you do. It's okay. You're among friends. You like the dirty hippie chicks and the rope belts.
I've dated a lot of girls who owned rocks. They called them crystals.
Oh.
You date those girls?
I've married them.
Wait a minute. You married a crystal chick?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, we're divorced. If that tells you anything.
Didn't you have any
She didn't see it in the crystals that this wasn't going to work out?
She paid money for him.
Yeah.
Like at a store.
Yeah. There's a couple of stores around town.
Do you know who's a big crystal person?
No. I was. I grew out of it.
Jeff Bodart.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me.
End of his wand.
There's a Venn diagram of intelligence and crystal buyers.
Oh. He puts them on the end of his wand?
Yeah, after he makes a wand, he puts it at the end of his wand.
Oh, that wand. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't know what he does with his wand.
Wand.
I can tell you what he does with
it. You didn't want to think about Jeff Bodart's wand, Tom?
Yeah, not at all.
I hope this gets back to him.
Imagine a speed bag at a boxing ring.
Oh, God.
So you're criticizing his scrotum, or you're saying he goes at himself like a speed bag.
Spends a lot of time on those ships by himself.
I heard it's like a Monster Energy can.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, now.
Got some garbage.
It's like a baby arm.
Now, since you fell for the crystal thing.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Are you the one that fell for the lipstick matching the areola thing? Or was that Christy Lee?
I didn't fall for it. I tried it. I did it. I matched my areola and found a lipstick. And
by the way, the color, not the size.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're talking about,
lipstick,
the color.
And why did they decide on that size? Lipsticks are pretty much universal as far as size goes, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
No, you mean lipstick tubes?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a tiny lipstick like this in my purse right now, and then I have a big one, and then I have...
No kidding.
Yeah, I have lots of different ones. Huh. I did it. I did the color thing, and it was fine. It's a flesh tone. It goes obviously with my skin, and it was fine. Yeah, it wasn't anything.
Isn't it supposed to be some kind of magnet for men?
No, I don't know.
I believe that's
what it was? It was supposed to attract men, that type of lipstick?
I don't think that's the body part you want to match for lipstick.
All right.
No, that's, look it up. That's, I mean,
were you, maybe a psychological it'd be concept. Combined with a line.
Fine.
Like, hey, by the way, I just want you to know that ignore you're me. On your first date and sometime
the
in conversation. Yeah, by the way, just
the
I'd like
tatas.
Yes. Hey, by the way, Jerry, the this lipstick I'm wearing matches my areola cover.
Yeah, I guess you could. I don't know. If a girl said that to you, what would you guys do?
What are you saying? Areola cover? What the hell is that?
Sorry. Color. I meant color. I meant color. Sorry.
I've never run into a cover.
Oh, yeah.
Your ladies have a cover?
That'd be a pasty. No, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Color. In other words, that would be a...
An opening line, you definitely could.
Yeah, then the guy's thinking, this, I'm not even going to have to buy dinner.
No.
This chick's going to hit it off in the parking lot.
Putting it out there.
Oh, thank you very much. So that's our world record for today. Would you like me to dig up the other one? Would that make you happy?
I'm fine, but yeah, that would make me happy. I worked real hard on that. I worked real hard on finding that. Me and my lady sweater worked really hard.
Well, I'll dig it up in a few minutes. Can we squeeze in the Dick Van Dyke story? This really made me happy.
I wish.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Absolutely. Like, try to stop her from doing it. Go ahead.
I'm a big fan. We've actually spoken to Mr. Van Dyke. And by the way, he celebrated his 100th birthday.
Yeah, that obituary is ready to go.
And
right?
But he's in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's on a shelf somewhere.
He's
in good shape for 100.
30 years. Are you the one that sent me the video of the lady in China escaping from her? There's a video out there. She's in her 90s, and she's escaping from an old folks' home in China.
Yeah. I sent that.
She's shimmying up and climbing over the wall.
She climbs like a lemur. It's unbelievable. What's she's 90 heart? Years old.
Then she should be able to live alone?
She's getting out of there. Yeah. If you can climb an 8-foot fence, you can live by yourself.
Yeah. That should be every Tuesday. They should have a thing. Okay. Line up.
Yeah.
You climb over the fence. We're setting you free and giving you back your car keys.
You don't have to come back. Yeah.
And you get your all your Social Security checks.
Okay. I'll have to educate Ms. Hooker on more sort of like a hillbilly hillbilly interior decorating.
I would love it.
Hubcaps is an ashtray.
The hubcap ashtray. The coffee table made out of a spool you stole from AT&T.
A wire spool.
Oh, yeah.
The beads, but not beads. It's a curtain with about halfway down. They have dingle balls on the end. You've seen those?
No.
Like a room divider.
You can't forget the stereo setup with cinder blocks and boards.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, huge. Yeah.
Actual
and
stereo
a peaches box full of albums. Yes. That's still
an actual milk,
looks cool. I like
a milk crate with albums in it.
I did have the beads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was growing up, I never slept in my room.
Of course.
My sister moved out pretty early, so I slept in her room.
Okay. And you used your
room? My room was an office.
An office.
There was no bed in there. But,
really?
He had an office.
But it had like a little hallway going into it.
Yeah.
So I had a regular door, but then I had the beads.
Yeah, nice. You did.
So you'd walk in and there'd be my posters of the Jefferson Airplane, the Doors, and the Beatles. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Is it?
No, I mean, for that little weirdo in his office when he was 11, that was the coolest thing he was doing.
Made my own desk.
I'm sorry, Father.
Did you really?
I made my own desk.
Did you make an appointment? Well, you can't come into my room.
It was kind of a Danish modern thing hooked up.
Nice.
It was very nice.
Did you have a briefcase?
No. I wasn't nerdy at all. I was cool.
Son of a... I bet you were.
My Schwinn tornado.
You and your paper route?
Yeah.
You had to have a place to, do
Where'd you get
paperwork?
The long hair? College or high school?
College. I went to a school you couldn't grow your hair.
Oh.
I'd wear a coat and tie. It was very serious. Yeah, yeah. And it was interesting because half the class were flaming a-holes.
College prep.
Maybe three quarters. We're coming right back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.